With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Another deadly attack in Pakistan, this time on a bus.
The attack happened in Kurram, a district in the northwest where clashes between majority Sunni Muslims and minority Shiites have killed dozens of people in recent months. Local police said several vehicles carrying passengers were travelling in a convoy from the city of Parachinar to Peshawar when gunmen opened fire. Shiite Muslims make up about 15% of the 240 million population of Sunni majority Pakistan, which has a history of sectarian animosity between the two communities. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, two affiliated Korean automakers have announced a recall of some automobiles.
Hyundai and Kia are recalling more than 208,000 vehicles to fix a problem that can cause a loss of drive power, increasing the risk of a crash. The recalls cover various Hyundai and Genesis vehicles, including the IONIQ 5, the IONIQ 6, the GV60 and GV70, and the G80. Also included are some Kia EV6 vehicles. The automakers say a transistor in a charging control unit can be damaged and not charge the 12-volt battery. I'm Mike Hempen.
The UN Nuclear Watchdogs Board has condemned Iran for failing to cooperate fully with the agency, the second time it's done so in just 5 months. The International Atomic Energy Agency also called on Tehran to provide answers in a long-running investigation into uranium particles found at two locations that Iran has failed to declare as nuclear sites. President-elect Trump has nominated a critic of COVID-19 health measures to lead the Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Marty McCarry came to national attention for opposing mask mandates and other steps during the pandemic. He is a surgeon, author, and professor at Johns Hopkins University and is the latest of a string of Trump nominees that are deeply critical of government health regulations. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers are suing Illinois. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Thomas More Society is representing a group of advocates, including Students for Life of America and the Pro-Life Action League, that is challenging a state law requiring all health insurance plans to cover abortion. Lawyer Peter Breen says, quote, "For Christians and many other pro-life advocates, Illinois' abortion coverage mandate is fundamentally opposed to their religious beliefs and runs roughshod over their constitutionally protected rights." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump's lock on the white evangelical vote is legendary, but he hasn't or didn't focus exclusively on large religious voter blocs. He and his allies also wooed smaller religious groups away from the mainstream. He posted a tribute to Coptic church members on social media and met with members of Assyrians for Trump, two smaller Christian communities with Middle Eastern roots. He visited the grave of the revered late leader of an Orthodox Jewish movement as well. More online at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The end of a listeria outbreak.
10 people died. More than 60 got sick in 19 states eating listeria-contaminated boar's head products, including liverwurst. The CDC says listeria outbreaks are considered over 60 days after the last reported illness. More than 7 million pounds of boar's head meat was recalled nationwide. A production plant in Virginia was shut down, and the company also permanently stopped making liverwurst. Boar's head faces lawsuits and continued scrutiny over reports of problems at the factory, including mold, insects, dripping water, and contaminated walls, floors, and equipment. I'm Ed Donahue.
Phillips 66 has been indicted in connection with alleged violations of the Clean Water Act in California. The Texas-based company is accused of discharging thousands of gallons of industrial wastewater containing large amounts of oil and grease. You'll find more details, more headlines, and news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.